Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 481 for Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $4 per ton weaker in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was down $4 at $467, following losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Chicago soybeans lost ground after the United States Department of Agriculture left crop conditions unchanged, pegging 71% of soybeans in good to excellent condition. That bearish news caused spillover weakness in the canola market. On the technical side of things, canola's failure to sustain follow-through buying after yesterday's higher close could cause selling throughout the day. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart limited losses. A lower loonie makes canola more appealing to international buyers. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which also capped declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 19 to 22 cents per bushel on Tuesday, pressured by steady crop ratings from the United States Department of Agriculture. Forecasts for rain in Iowa and Illinois, two major soybean producers, added to the bearish tone on Tuesday. Industry groups say China's imports of soybeans could drop for the first time in 15 years as the country sells off reserves and increases domestic production, which further pressured prices. However, heat and dryness in Missouri and South Dakota is putting crops at risk and underpin the market. Corn prices were down 6 to 9 cents per bushel in early activity, also moving lower with crop ratings from the USDA. 76% of the U.S. corn crop is expected to be in good to excellent condition, the same as the previous week, which pressured prices. Spillover weakness from the nearby soybean market and losses in crude oil added to the bearish tone on Tuesday. Strong housing starts data propped up the U.S. dollar, which added to corn's declines as a stronger greenback makes the country's commodities less affordable. For wheat, prices were down 7 to 11 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.19 a bushel. Wheat moved lower as the U.S. winter wheat harvest continues to progress. The USDA expects about 76% of harvest is finished, compared with a 72% 10-year average. A stronger U.S. dollar added to the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.